Get the latest on the Giants and Jets on WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Oh, that's right. Let's go. A big Sunday morning, Anthony Gallo on the Fan. I got you all the way till 5 a.m., 888-808-1019. The Knicks bounce back. They respond the way we wanted to see them respond. And now it is a three-game series. Home court advantage is back on. The Yankees continue their dominance. The Jets, Giants have a weekend. I think it was a good weekend for the New York football clubs here. Going out there on the draft, we'll talk about Alex Cora getting fired. Will that have an impact on the Mets? But we got to start with the talk of the night. The talk of the weekend. The Knicks bounce back. No, it ain't over. We can't say it's over because this team has not given us a reason to believe that it is just over. But if you're asking for a response from the coach, from the players, from whoever it is that is involved with the team, tonight was exactly the response you wanted to see. Top, bottom, from the first guy on the court to the last guy on the court, from everyone on the coaching staff, tonight was the exact response on the road, your backs against the wall, that you wanted to see. There is nothing that I could take away from this game that I would be pissed about. Not a single thing. And it starts with the guy that we have killed. And rightfully so, most of the time. Carl Anthony Towns goes out. And I'm not going to say has his Nick moment, because last year he had some big moments in the postseason. But this was the game for Carl Anthony Towns. This has been the series for Carl Anthony Towns. When in their losses, he has not been the guy I'm pointing the finger at. And another big night from OG Anunoby. A big night from the bench. Everyone did their jobs. Yes, Mikal Bridges only scored 8 points, but you know what? He scored the 8 points, you know, when it was still a game, and he played great defensively. Whether it was from, you know, Brown's adjustments, and there was a lot of things that happened in game three, and it's still all relevant now. I'm not wiping away all the negativity, but you have to take this a game at a time in a seven-game series. Whether it was the rotations, the defensive matchups, you know, the minutes, whatever it was, the adjustments made by Mike Brown from game two and game three to game four was a pleasant surprise. I felt like he learned from his mistakes. We're not going to know if he learned from all his mistakes because we didn't have a close game down the stretch. We're not going to see what the fourth quarter minutes management would have been. We're not going to see what a late lineup in a defensive situation would have been. But what we saw tonight was a great all-around team victory. Now the question is, will this team match the urgency that they had tonight? It has been their biggest problem in the Carl Anthony Towns / Jalen Brunson era. These last 2 years was, will this team match the urgency? That is the big question here. Are they going to come out lackadaisical like they did in game two? Like they did in game three. Are they going to come out with that sense of we deserve to be here and not earn the victory like they should? Because you saw the difference in teams tonight. Jalen Brunson banged up. He was, you know, a lot more effective than people gave him credit for. But he was banged up. He was not perfect. But we saw the difference between these two teams when the Knicks play their game. They are not close. These teams are not close. The Hawks have been a good team. They deserve no criticism. But when you really break it down, this is the gap between the Knicks and the Hawks. But that does not mean it's going to be the gap every single game because the Knicks have not given us a reason to believe that right now. I do think they are good enough to compete for an NBA title. But that doesn't mean jack if they don't do it. OG Anunoby, two straight games, has played phenomenally. Josh Hart, he played well in game three. He did not hit his shots, but he did play well. And I'm not looking to him to be a lights-out shooter. He can't go 1-for-9, but he did play well. But he was better tonight, and he continues to impact the floor. Jordan Clarkson gave you big minutes. Jose Alvarado gave you big minutes. He is also a spark that the Knicks have not had. You know, they signed P.J. Tucker hoping to have a little bit of that. But he is that guy, gives them some edge, is a nuisance. He is what Peyton Pritchard and T.J. McConnell are, you know, in series past that we have played. So tonight was a great all-around win. I cannot pick one thing that I did not like. The defensive intensity was there. The physicality was there. The ability to attack the rim and shoot the outside shot was there, even though, you know, at times they struggled in that aspect. But you also look at it. OG had a double-double. Cat had a triple-double. Josh Hart was one rebound away from a double-double. Mitchell Robinson played great in limited minutes. He also is another one of these guys that forgets how physically strong he is. And tonight, he went out there and showed it. I thought putting Brunson on Daniels was a genius move. Not really genius. When you really think about it, it's a no-brainer. But was a genius move by Mike Brown. I thought their entire game plan of letting Daniels do whatever he wanted because the guy is inept offensively was a great game plan. And the fact that they finally decided, all right, maybe we should put somebody like Mikal Bridges on C.J. McCollum, who played well, but he had a typical C.J. McCollum night. He wasn't dropping 28, 29 points like we've seen in this series. And it was the exact urgency they needed. And in game two, it was inexcusable to choke away that lead. But in game three, it went kind of how I thought it was going to go. I didn't think they would get as down as far as they would, but I figured they were going to struggle early. A young Hawks team that has the crowd behind them, a lot of them experiencing the NBA playoffs for the first time. And when the adrenaline wore off, the Knicks made their move. But the problem was, they didn't finish. This game, there was no extra adrenaline. We had already gone through the newness for this Hawks team to have the playoff crowd behind them. We had already gone through this. Rock bottom was game three. And this Knicks team, I will say this, and this is not necessarily a good thing, but when they need to, when their backs are completely up against the wall, games one, game two against the Celtics last year, games three and four against the Pistons last year, when it feels like the pressure is on them, they respond. This was exactly what you needed to see. But the next thing is, go out there, finish the series. Don't let it get to game seven. Go out there, do your job at home in game five, and then finish it off in game six. And none of it matters. If you advance, it's all that matters. Getting through this round, just get to what we think will be the Celtics and move on from there. You cannot, you know, at this point, the wins are all that matters. It doesn't matter how you get the win. We're not nitpicking. This isn't the regular season where you have to make. It's about winning and losing the game. Go out there and win the series. But winning in six games, it gives us a little bit of confidence as fans. The doubters, you know, quiet down a bit more. They have to go out there and handle business in game five. They have to play with the confidence they play with tonight. They played scared in the second half of game two. They played scared for the most of the game in game four. Game three, sorry. Cat has to initiate the offense. When they put a big man on Cat, they have to initiate the offense through Cat. When Brunson's not going, this is why you're supposed to have a guy like Karl Anthony Towns. Early in the game, I think he had six assists going into the half. That's why you start to build a roster that way. That's why when things aren't going right, he's an excellent passer for a big man. There isn't much that he can't do. And he has been phenomenal this series. He has been excellent. At times, he can always be better. Yes, there's always moments that a guy can be better. But that is the way to victory. And then get through, and we worry about, it'll most likely be the Celtics. I don't want to just write the Sixers off, but it's going to most likely be the Celtics. And we go from there. And if you want to win a championship, you want to get to the finals, that's what you got to do. And so much for the Pistons being unbeatable. We'll see how that's going. So this is the playoffs. And none of it is easy. But I can tell you this much. I'm not guaranteeing a victory on, is it Tuesday? Yeah, Tuesday, 8 o'clock. Peacock. I am not guaranteeing a victory. But walking out of the draft party that we had here on Thursday night, me and Craig, C-Mac, all stressing. It was not a good vibe. The feelings I have today about this team are a lot different. And that's you're going to go through that every day in the NBA playoffs. Every loss is, there is no overreaction to a loss. If you're up 3-0 and you lose, that's an overreaction if you're freaking out. But every other loss in an NBA playoff series, in a playoff series period, there is no overreaction. So that feeling was there. And I felt like they couldn't just win tonight for me. This is speaking for me, Anthony Gallo. They had to go out there and respond. They had to go out there and show that they could do what they're supposed to do. They came out in game three embarrassingly. They came out so sloppy, and that has been their biggest Achilles heel this entire season. They're a great fourth quarter team. One of the best fourth quarter teams in the entire NBA. But they start games in such a rut. Tonight, I did not feel that. Tonight, I saw it, and it was starting with Cat. I saw the way Cat lowered his shoulder, the drop step early, the passing. He had a killer instinct for the first time, I feel like, in God knows when. OG looking like a guy who's playing confident. And a lot of us, our biggest critique of OG Adenobi is the guy plays like he's not a good basketball player at times. Like he's scared to try and take over a game. He's a physical specimen. You could see it tonight. They had a hard time stopping him when he gets to the rim. Mikal Bridges, and there was a small play. I don't know if it was the first or the second quarter, but they have a fast break. And Brunson could have laid the ball in. But Mikal already had 2 points, but Brunson dished it off to Mikal Bridges to get him some confidence, to get him a bucket. And that's not, I don't really care about the offensive side of things from Mikal Bridges. You can't have 0 points. But I don't need him to score 20 points in a game. I do need him to be an elite defender, which is what he is supposed to be here. To be. It doesn't matter. The picks are not affecting this game. What we need to look at is what we have, and what he needs to be is lead the defense along with OG Adenobi. And Cat played good defense tonight, and he's played better defense than we're used to. So there's a lot to be excited about. I want to get the pulse of the fan base. And if you're a Knicks hater, how are you feeling? Alex's arm sitting on the other side of the glass, part of the coalition. 888-808-1019. They have now tied up the series. They have now regained home court. It is a 3-game series. They shouldn't need to get to game 7 to finish this off. If they play their game, I'm not saying it's going to be a 20-plus point victory or damn near that, but they can handle the Hawks, and we shouldn't have to sweat like we did in games 2 and game 3. And there is a little, take a step back. And it's disappointing. This is not excusing the losses. The Knicks have dominated in their wins. They've lost by a point in each of their losses. The first team in NBA history to lose back-to-back playoff games by 1 point. Go out there, handle business, and it's still an exciting time. Everybody wrote them off after these 2 losses. And I'm not saying that was the wrong way to look about it. You should have been mad. But this isn't over yet. This team still has expectations. It doesn't mean those expectations are going to come to fruition. It does not mean that it's true, but they have expectations. And it's exciting. I can tell you this much. As a 34-year-old Knicks fan, I'm never going to take for granted playoff games. I'm telling you that much. Game 5, go out there at the Garden. The fans are going to bring it. We know that. We know it's going to be ruckus. And I can tell you this much. There's not going to be any Hawks fans in the building like there were Knicks fans in Atlanta. And they were out there. They were loud. It was awesome. As always, we take over every arena. We'll take over Boston, too, if that series comes. I do feel like they're going to win this series. I'm not guaranteeing it. I do feel good about this. And I'll tell you this much. It's not just because of the victory. Because if they went out there and struggled and had to grind out a victory, my confidence would have not been in the same place it is. I am also not saying that that can't change. They could certainly go out and lose game five the way this team has played. But if they play to their game, they play to their strengths, this is exactly the difference between them and the Atlanta Hawks. It does not mean they're going to the NBA Finals. But what it does mean is this is exactly why the Knicks are where they are. And the Hawks are going to be in a good position. That is a young team that is building. Jalen Johnson has had his struggles in this series. And they have been mostly carried by Naw and C.J. McCollum. Nikhil Alexander-Walker, for some of you who don't know. A guy who I was praying for the Knicks to somehow manage to get. But tonight was a great victory. Tonight was exactly what you wanted. The bench did their job. The starting lineup did their job. The stars showed up. OG and Kat carried the team. Brunson hit some big shots at times. He looks like he'll be okay injury-wise. Kat took a spill there at the end. OG took a spill there at the end, which was a little scary, but he was fine. I did think it was funny. I saw a tweet. Somebody was like, when you have a kid, they fall. And you're like, it's okay, get up. And then you see your favorite NBA player fall. And you're like, oh, please, God, get up. Don't be okay. Be okay. A lot to get to. The Knicks are back in this one. Let's get to the calls. 888-808-1019. How are we feeling about the victory? Kicking it off. Vinny in Staten Island. What's going on, Vinny?
Hey, Gallo. What's going on, buddy? How's everything?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Good, good. So I want to say this was a good win, not a great win. When Cole Anthony Towns plays like this tonight, we could be unbeatable.
That's right, 100%.
The problem with Cole Anthony Towns is he wasn't aggressive enough the first three games. Hawks don't have a true center.
Vinny, I'll say this much. I can agree with you. I'm going to let you finish your point. I can agree with you on game three. I do feel like at times his aggression lacked. I felt like game two specifically, they were not feeding him the ball. I don't think his aggression was the problem. I do think that at times Brunson was not moving the ball. They were taking bad shots, and I didn't feel like that was a Cat problem. Game three, he had to be more aggressive in that one.
So the Hawks don't have a true center that call Anthony they can match with Cole Anthony Towns, or even Mitchell Robinson. So I don't know why Cole Anthony Towns would stay on the up top of the key when he can go down low and dominate and put the Hawks in early foul trouble. That's number one. Number two, I liked what Mikal Bridges did tonight. There were a couple times I think, like, where's the Mikal Bridges of the Nets and where's the Mikal Bridges of the Suns? Like, he was always attacking the rim. I like what he did with that. OG and Anunoby brought more tenacity and attitude and grit. Like, those dunks were ferocious dunks. Those were hard slam dunks. And well, I like what they did.
I gotta be honest, the biggest frustration with OG is at times he plays like a guy who doesn't realize how good he actually is. Because he has all the talent.
Yes.
He's got the physical ability.
I love when he drives to the rim and he slams it with ferocious. And there's times where he's just like, maybe he's a little scared. But when he goes up and he gets that physicality and draws a foul, he is a beast. The Knicks did what they had to do tonight. Yeah. They came out guns blazing. That's what they need to do on Tuesday night. They need to come out, run the floor down, run it, because like I said, the Hawks, they got good young talent, but they don't have a true center that can compete with Cole Anthony Towns or Mitchell Robinson.
They will, and I appreciate the call, Vinny. Thank you. My guy Vinny from Staten Island, hooked me up a couple times with my, was my Verizon guy for my phone. Great guy. He's right. They definitely, it's not perfect. Like he said, it was a good, I thought it was a great victory, but there's another thing too, is if they get to this Hawks team early, they are going to have to punch their way out of it. And C.J. McCollum is not going to carry them every night. I think that he's 34 years old. C.J. McCollum is, a guy that I've respected. I loved him when he was on the Blazers. I actually thought his career was over. I thought his injuries were, he was never going to overcome the injuries he's had, and he's bounced back lovely this year. It's tough for you to rely on your third, fourth option who's 34 years old, and tonight you saw that. Jalen Johnson, you know, not that he's been awful, but he's, 4 of 12 tonight, 14 points. He's supposed to be their leader. They can only rely on Okongwu to knock down three-pointers and a guy who's, a newly three-point shooter this year. Obviously, you respect it because he worked on his game, but they don't have a center. When we get, if they get to the to the Celtics, Cavs, whoever it is, in future series, we'll see what the Karl Anthony Towns matchup will be. And I think he actually matches up, a little better against the Celtics than people are giving him credit for, specifically with Vucevic out. They don't have someone who could stop them. And when they go to their bench, it only gets worse. And if they decide to put somebody else on him, we saw early on in, games two, I think it was in three, they sometimes would go to Daniels being on him. If Brunson wasn't on the court, that hurt them. Other places on the court, because now OG is kind of, there's no one to help on OG. There's no one to help on, the strong rotations. They present such a matchup problem for the Hawks when Cat is going. And when you can make Cat initiate the offense from above the arc, his ability to start, I'm not saying him playing point guard, but to run the offense as him being the starter. And you saw it early on today and they stuck to it. And he's always been a good passer. That's never been a real issue. He's always been a good passer. His aggression has been an issue. His defense, over the last month and a half, Karl Anthony Towns has been a more willing and able defender than he's ever been as a Knick. And he's starting to play with a little bit of swagger, a little bit of confidence. We saw it game one, and I do agree. At times in game three, I wish he would have been more aggressive. But he has impacted all four of these games, and he is certainly not the reason why they lost games two and three. And they haven't gotten a good game out of Brunson yet. They almost got the big shots to fall from Brunson at the end of game three. And then those last two possessions kind of wiped away all the good he did. So they're going to go into game five. And I like their chances. And then you move on. Look at how unpredictable the NBA playoffs have been. So I'm not going to sit here and guarantee anything. But you go on, they struggle in this series. We saw it last year. They struggled at times with the Pistons, and they went out and they beat the brakes off the Celtics. They were down 11 points when Tatum got hurt with 3 minutes to go, about to be down 3-1, just to remind people before you call in and say, well, Tatum got hurt. So you go out there and you take what you can get. The Pistons are down 2-1. Ant-Man gets hurt. Dante DiVincenzo, which it sucks, blows his Achilles out. And the Timberwolves are still up 3-1 on the Nuggets. Anything can happen in these playoffs. That's, especially now, it feels like the talent gap outside of Thunder has really been closed in the NBA. I know a lot of you don't want to believe this, but it is a more competitive league than it's probably been in some time. So go out there, handle business against the Hawks, and then we'll move on, and whoever it is playing in the second round, if they get there. Right now, Pistons down 2-1 to the Magic. The Cavs are up 2-1 against the Raptors, and the Celtics are up 2-1 against the Sixers, I think the Sixers, if they were 100% healthy, might have a shot. Maybe they could push it to six games. I don't think they are taking that series against the Celtics. So right now, if the Knicks don't blow this, we are looking at Knicks-Celtics in the second round of the NBA playoffs. 888-808-1019. Teddy and Yonkers, what's going on, Teddy?
Oh, I'm sorry. Anthony, you're the greatest.
Oh, thank you, Teddy.
Always looking forward to speaking to you.
I appreciate you.
Anthony, when you're playing professional sports, that old adage, on any given night,
right,
any team can beat another team.
This is very true.
The question is, on a 4 out of 7 series, how can they do that? The Knicks, they have to come and put their foot on the gas pedal
at the 100%.
Outset of the game. And that has to be conveyed by the coach in the pregame discussion in the locker room and say, well, the way we came out tonight is what we have to do on Tuesday night, especially the physicality and the defense. And the Vinny brought up an excellent point.
Yep.
Atlanta doesn't have a true center that can cope with Anthony Towns. So I wish Anthony could play down low and get that ball.
Well,
and then he can.
Teddy, I will say this. I think that he will. When they need him to, he will. I think why he wasn't down low all game is because what he was creating such a problem initiating the offense at the top of the key with whoever it was, Okongwu, whoever came off the bench to cover him. It was creating such a problem for the Hawks that he didn't have to go down low. We did see him at times go down low. Specifically, you go to the first quarter when he had the drop step on. They moved the ball around. They got the drop step, and he ended up getting the bucket, and he was strong tonight. He played physical. And when they play the Celtics, if they get to, you know, farther down and they play the Cavs or the Pistons, he's going to have to play down low and be dominant. But so I'm not disagreeing with you, but I do think it wasn't a flaw that he was playing at the top of the key tonight.
Okay. And Anthony, one quick thing with the Yankees.
Right.
Anthony, I'm 77. I think this is the year before I expire my life. I think this is the year we have the pitching, the complete starting pitching, and the hitting, and Anthony, timely hitting, and I liked the bunting issue and the aggressiveness on the bases. And even though he got thrown out trying to steal third, he's really a positive surprise for us. I don't know.
Are you talking about Caballero?
Yes, sir.
Oh, and he's created a dynamic for this team that. He's a role player, but he's exactly the role player that a winning team needs.
I know. Anthony, when Volpe comes back, that old expression, I don't know what Boone is going to do. I mean, they always say that you can't lose your job because you were injured. But why fix it if it's not broke? Well, Caballero is playing so well.
Teddy, you know, guess what? It's a good problem to have. Just like this, they have the best pitching staff in baseball. They still haven't gotten Cole and Rodon back yet.
They are
not a complete team yet. They have young pieces in the minors that could get called up. If Stanton, which right now he's day-to-day, and I appreciate the call, Teddy, great call. If Stanton goes on the IL, it's probably going to be Dominguez before it'll be Spencer Jones. This is a good problem for you to have as a baseball team. We are live on YouTube. A couple of funny tweets or messages. CBC or CB Chase. This is a perfect thing. Rough night for the Warriors are crazy for not keeping Kuminga crowd. I like Kuminga. Guy chucks threes. He's not a three-point shooter. He is an infuriating. If I was a Hawks fan, when he comes in at times, he's a good player. He's not a great player. He thinks he's Michael Jordan, which is hilarious. But if I was watching that, I was like, man, the Hawks were out of it, but he was digging their grave. Double R also says Philly with a healthy Embiid could beat any team in the playoffs. I wouldn't underestimate them, except for their entire history with Joel Embiid. And him being healthy, you know, let's get past the second round before we say we're underestimating them. I think that we're in a good spot right now. We were in a bad spot. We are in a good spot now. It's not over, but you couldn't go down 3-1. Captain Obvious, of course, but you couldn't go down 3-1. You know, talking to the guys around the station, talking to my buddies. A lot of people were confident they'd win the series. They weren't confident about what their outlook was past that. But you go out and you handle business tonight and you get to breathe. As a fan base, we get to breathe. As a team, they get to breathe. What worried me coming out of game three was it sounded like, you know, Mike Brown had a locker room of defeated guys. Like the way his quote came off. About, I had to tell them, you know, it's a 7-game series and we got to keep doing what we do right and it's going to work out. And it's like, well, these guys should know. You have Carlton Townsend back to back, conference finals. Brunson has been to, conference finals before. This was not where, you know, I wanted to see and hear this team be. They are a veteran team. Like, they are a team with a lot of playoff experience, not just with the Knicks. And this is where you make your money. You know, I remember that first year with the Celtics where, you know, Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, and Ray Allen, they went to seven games against the 8-seed Hawks, ironically, and they went on to win the NBA Finals. We've seen teams struggle. We've seen teams be down. You have to overcome it. That is why it's seven games and it is a grind. And you got to get the 16 wins. You also can't get the four losses quickly. Go out there, win game five, put the pressure on the Hawks, and let's see how they respond because they've really haven't played with any pressure. You lost game one. That's not really playing with pressure if you're the Atlanta Hawks. They're a young team. Put the pressure on them. And this is slightly tongue-in-cheek. Why don't we try cheering C.J. McCollum when he comes to the Garden? Because we always pick these guys to make villains, and C.J. McCollum is not a villain. He's not a villain. He's going to turn into a villain because he keeps killing us. But, you know, we keep booing these guys, and all they do is nuke us in our face. So maybe we just try, you know, great job, C.J. You're a really great opponent. Sportsmanship. Let's see how he responds to that. Because the booing doesn't work, and he was thriving off it. He was like Thanos. It was like every time you booed, he got another Infinity Stone.